89 WHAM Wham Radio Season 3 Episode 13, a Wham Christmas special. You are not in control of your listening device anymore. You have entered a podcast audiobook with strange creatures like a lemur, a raccoon, and a beautiful reindeer. They are about to embark on a journey as we are about to hear it go down on Christmas Eve. There's nothing you can do but sit back, relax, and listen to the WHAM Wham Radio Christmas Special. Please stand by.
Hey everybody, Lemur here. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and heck, Happy Christmahana Kwanzaa to you all! That's what us lemurs celebrate. Now I bet when you hear a Wham Christmas, you think of this dumb song. I know, it's so annoying, right? But that's not what we're about here at Wham Radio.
We see Lemur, Fauna, and Rocky in a cell trapped with three dust piles on the floor in front of them. Angry silhouettes can be heard and seen walking towards them from the distance.
Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself, so let me start back a few hours ago before I throw you into the mess that we've gotten ourselves into.
It all started on Christmas Eve. Rocky would light the bowl in his hand and inhale. Inside of the bowl of weed, we see the weed catch on fire, and an angry demon face appeared as it burned. He handed the bowl to Lemur as they drove into town.
Hey, lean dog, why you driving really slow?
No, dude, come on, please. Your version of this song blows. Come on, dude, give it a rest. I already put it into the rotation. You can make it my Christmas present.
Too late, bird dog. I already got you something.
You know, bird dog isn't even a word, and neither is agent.
Yeah, it is. I'll look it up in my phone.
So I'll make a deal with you. I'll add whatever song you want to the rotation, but only if you stop singing the other song.
Deal. And see, look, it is a real word, unlike scoody, which is just a combination of what's good and hey. So lazy.
Hey! So what's bird dog mean?
To engage in the relentless pursuit of something.
Then what you're saying all the time actually makes no freaking sense.
But it totally sounds good and totally works. I reinvented the way the word is said. I bet you couldn't do that. That takes special skills. Did you ever notice I'm really good at being super annoying? That's because I know what the secret is. Do you want to know what the secret is? Haha, Liam, huh? Do you? Huh? I bet you do, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The secret is to get you to ignore me, which therefore makes me more annoying. Boom! Fuck yeah! Mic drop.
Any sketchy seal can make up new words. Scooty's going to catch on. You wait and see.
Yeah, but you see, a sketchy seal doesn't work for everything like Bird Dog does. I can go, hey, bird dog, are you bird dogging me? That doesn't make any bird dogging sense. But you can only call someone a sketchy seal. I can't say your sketching is sealing me. It just doesn't work.
Your sketching is sealing me? That's funny, dude. But you're right. You're the king at making up words that sound real.
Yes, I am. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, wait, I am.
Lemur pulled the car over and they got out. The guys began to walk up to the record store Critters, and in the distance, Fauna and Pixie were on the sidewalk walking towards their paint and sip glass. They would see Lemur and Rocky, and Fauna would scream,
Rocky! Babe! Hey! Fucking Hidget!
I know, right, Secret Squirrel? What's the deal?
I think Lemur and Sadie broke up, and for good. I haven't seen her in a few days.
Rocky made eye contact with Fauna, who smiled and waved at him. Rocky would panic and hurry up and drag Lemur into the store Critters.
That was weird, right? Did they just bird dog us?
Why does bird dog sound like it works so good in that sentence? But it's totally not the right meaning. So, okay, that explains Lemur's deal. What's with Rocky?
I have no clue other than that's my husband.
Husband? Fauna Michelle Grass. I mean, Fauna Michelle Coon. How long have you guys been married for?
Oh, shit. I was supposed to wait to tell everyone tonight at dinner. Come on, we gotta go get to our paint and sip class. Drinking wine, painting something cool, I can't wait. I bet we paint snowmen. Don't you just love snow for Christmas?
Wait. Hold up. Drop that bass. Has it been one day, one week, one month?
Try like 7 episodes.
Seven? 7 episodes? That's like 26 weeks.
Yeah, it was right after we had my bachelorette party, but before we all got thrown across the galaxy. Remember that porcelain woman? Still gives me nightmares.
Me too. Come on, we're almost at the paint and sip place. It's just a few doors down.
Meanwhile, back in the record store.
Hey, hey, hey! What's up with the shoving?
I just saw Fauna and Pixie outside, and I still haven't gotten Fauna a Christmas gift. I was gonna get her music, but now she's seen us in here, so that's blown. It has to be a surprise, Bird Dog, and it has to be a good one. What did you kiss Sadie?
I gave her my heart, and she threw it away.
Ugh, don't sing that stupid Wham song at me. What happened?
I don't want to talk about it. Let's just say we had a good run. She's dead to me now. She ghosted me too many times and hasn't returned any of my calls.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I'll shut up. Any chance you could help me with a most excellent gift for Fauna?
Yeah, I got an idea. Follow me.
Lemur and Rocky exited the store and went downtown. They would get out of their cars, and Lemur would lead Rocky over to a long line as they waited.
Lemur, what are we waiting for? Is it the new game station? A Punko Flop? The new Macintosh phone? How did you know I wanted it? Liam, you're the best.
No, you idiot. It's gonna be one of your gifts for Fauna. Just hold tight and wait and see.
After waiting a half hour in line, it was finally revealed that they were in line to meet Santa.
Really? You made me wait a half hour to get my picture taken with a fat guy in a red suit for Fauna?
Yep. Come on, it's gonna be fun. Plus, you won't have to do it alone. I'll do it with you. Come on, I bet you Fauna's gonna love it!
Oh, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Lamar and Rocky.
Please, Santa, call me Lemur.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, I'm sorry, son. What can I get you, Lemur, for Christmas this year?
Santa? I was thinking of getting a new base. Good. I've been a really good lemur.
Oh, turd in a muffin. Is this lemur?
Ho, ho, ho. You got it, Bird Dog. Now, how about that pitcher?
Hey, what about me, Satan? I didn't get to tell you what I wanted.
Ho, ho. I'm sorry, Rocky. But you have been a bad raccoon this year. And Santa really doesn't care what you want. You are going to do something so naughty, it makes the list twice.
You fat, sad sack of smelly poop. I was really good. I even saved the world a couple times. And if I haven't even done it yet, how could you know I'm gonna do it? And why am I being punished for something I haven't even done yet? That makes no sense, dumb Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Because I'm Santa, and I know and can see everything, past, present, and future. Now calm your tits down. You still have some time to do so positive and get on the good list. Now come over here and get in this picture.
Rocky went over to Santa and Lemur and posed with them.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa. I'm gonna work on that right now. Thanks for the shatter advice.
Rocky and Lemur would grab their picture and walk away from Santa.
Hey, Lemur, I'll be right back in a minute. I gotta go poop.
Really, dude? You're gonna go poop at the mall?
Yeah, nature's calling me. And I gotta pick up.
Rocky walked into the bathroom and walked up into a stall. He reached into his pocket and pulled out a piece of paper. When he unfolded it, it was revealed to be a huge list. We see a few seconds ago, when Rocky went into pose for his picture with Santa and Lemur, he reached into Santa's pocket and stole his list.
Stupid Satan telling me I'm not on the good list. Well, we'll see about that.
Rocky couldn't find his name on the list anywhere. He scanned it over and over a few times before giving up and finally writing his name in there.
That takes care of that problem. Now to find Fauna the most epic gift ever made. Maybe I could buy her combs by selling off some of my fur. It's already been done. Here's hoping she likes a handmade paper rose that's connected to a floral stem inside of a terracotta pot. And it's still in stock by the time I get there.
Rocky would walk out of the stall and up to the sink and wash his hands. When he looked up at the mirror, he saw two elves emerge from behind him. They were creepy looking and bum rushed him, knocking him out. Outside in the mall, Lemur went over to the food court and grabbed some food while he was waiting for Rocky. After he ate his delicacy, he would go over into the men's room and look for Rocky, but he would be nowhere to be found.
Where could that little shit be? I bet he went and bought that paper rose that's connected to a floral stem inside of a teapot or whatever.
Lemur walked over to the jewelry store and checked there, but inside the display case, the paper flower stood. Lemur walked out and bumped into Tommy.
Hey, Lamar, My lemur. Put those hands down. Brother's hug. How's everything been, bro?
It's been okay. Sadie and I are on a break, so I've been living the dream of a bachelor.
What a depressing dream, is it not? I remember those fun days. Any girl I want, anytime, any place. Shibby!
I just can't be like that, though. You see, I have better luck at finding some of my rare punkos than I do at finding a decent lady. I'm sorry I'm so depressing, Bird Dog. I don't even know what to do with myself half the time. It's like sitting in silence is all I know now.
Hey, did you hear NORAD has been knocked out? Doesn't look like Santa's gonna be delivering any presents tonight.
What does that even matter? Santa's not even real. I just met him and he was like a total phony. Like Santa would really bring me a base? His elves make simple toys.
Nope, you're totally wrong. He's as real as Spider Guy, or you and me.
Yep, you just explained my point. Not real, bro.
Well, somebody's gotta fix it, and I'm gonna try. You're more than welcome to come and hang out for the ride. Or you can go home and sit in silence and do nothing.
I was looking for Rocky, but it seems like he bird-dogged me. So, I guess I'm game. Let's ride!
Tommy and Lemur headed out to Tommy's car and went on their way. Also, inside the mall, nearby was Fauna and Pixie. They sat ready to enjoy their paint and sip class. Only one other lady was there to take the class with them.
How about a little pre-game warm-up? Sure, fill my cup.
The teacher walked from the back of the room and up into the front of the class. When she turned around, it was revealed to be the Porcelain Woman from Fauna and Pixie's experience a few episodes ago.
Hello, ladies. I am your instructor, and welcome to my Pay and Sip. I'm going to walk around and fill your cups up so we can begin. Today, I will have you all make a snowman out enjoying himself on a cold winter's day.
Pixie and Fauna quickly chugged their wine before the teacher got to them.
Ladies, your cup, please. It will only be filled once, and you'll take a sip every time I say so.
I totally understand. You're sorry, it won't happen again.
Pixie stared blindly at the teacher. Seconds would pass before the teacher said to her,
"Excuse me, miss. So, do you understand me?"
Yep, make it last.
As the teacher turned around to walk in the front of the class, Pixie snuck a sip of her drink.
Hey, she didn't say so. Yes, she did. It's how she started her class. Aren't you paying attention every time she says the word so? We need to take a sip.
So, class, let's begin. I want you to take your light blue paint and just stick your paw in it. Feel the paint, its texture, smell it, taste it. Okay, don't actually taste it, but become one with it.
Both Pixie and Fauna took a sip of their wine.
Ladies, I saw that, and I said do it. Become one with your paint. Okay, good. Now take that blue painted paw and whip it against the canvas and smear it against the background.
If she says so anymore, we'll be drunk in 5 more minutes. So, do you need a refill? I'm out. Yes, please.
As Pixie was filling up her cup, the teacher would turn around and catch her. She ran over to her and started screaming.
What do you think you're doing? You're not allowed to bring your own wine. You know, I'm responsible for you. And if you become too intoxicated, well, you know what? I'm not gonna play this game with either one of you. You need to leave now.
So I need to leave?
Yes, now! So take your shit and leave my place of business now!
You said so again!
You two are idiots! You're supposed to take a sip when I say so, not when I say the word so. Like when we create the wind, the background, the snowman.
Do you have any idea how much you say the word so?
So what? Get out! Get out! I want you out now!
She escorted the girls out of the store and threw them on the ground into the mall. As the girls got up off the ground, they would be surrounded by a small group of mysterious figures. One walked forward and hit each of them on the head, knocking the girls out.
We almost have everyone that would try to stop us. Our plan is almost complete.
Shh! We only have one left to go. Who was it again?
The lemur.
But how do we find such a cunning adversary?
A few hours would pass, but eventually Lemur and Tommy would arrive at the NORAD transmitter, and sparks were flying everywhere. Lemur jumped out of the car and went right to work, while Tommy hung back a few seconds before he emerged and would keep watch.
Here, I got one twisted. A fat doobie. Figured it was the least I could do for you for saving Christmas.
Saving Christmas? Come on, Tom, do you really believe that?
Yeah, of course I do. For those that don't believe, get nothing. It's part of the magic that is Santa. Hope and believing.
Okay, I'll buy your bullshit. Nom 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 nom, it was very tasty. But who do you think messed up this transmitter?
No clue. Probably someone that has beef with Santa.
But who could that be? He's like the jolliest, coolest, nicest guy that ever lived, if he is real.
Leem? Leem! Are you done with the transmitter?
Yes. About now. We're all goody, Bird Dog. Why? What's going on, Nibbler Poop?
So you see all them random figures standing around us?
In the shadows? With the red eyes? Yeah, I fucking see them. Hey, I thought I made a deal with you human mutant people. Get out of here.
Oh, we're not human.
Mutant.
Or people.
Grab them. Now we just got to wait for the big man to take him out. And Christmas is all ours.
Yeah, no more second string Easter and Halloween.
St. Patrick's Day or Independence Day.
Even 420 will become more popular than Christmas. When we're done...
Whoa!
Lemur, Tommy, Rocky, Fauna, Pixie, and Sadie all awoke in confinement.
Huh? What's going on? Damn, my head is killing me.
Leem, you just woke up at the worst time ever. They're gonna kill us.
Lemur, you're okay?
Sadie, you're alive. I thought you left me.
I would never leave you, Bird Dog. Not in a million years. These holiday characters kidnapped me in fear that I would stop their plan from happening.
Silence. We want the squirrel, turtle, and possum to come with us. Now.
Please do it willingly, or we will have to use force.
Tommy Turtle, Sadie Squirrel, and Pixie Possum all emerged from out of their cell. The holiday creatures walked up to Tommy, Sadie, and Pixie and said,
Any last words?
You know what you can do before I die? Balls.
Huh? What's going on?
When they were finished saying their final words, they vaporized them. And walked away.
Oh my Bugs Bunny! They just killed Sadie and Pixie! Motherfuckers.
And Tommy!
Those bastards! And for no reason other than just to do it. Maybe to scare and intimidate us? What the hell have we got ourselves into, Bird Dogs? Are we gonna die soon?
Nice to see Rocky's back to his normal scared, paranoid self.
Grind them up into paste.
Hurry up. I'm hungry.
I'm gonna kick you with my Bird Dogging moves, and then I'm gonna hambone on your grave!
The mysterious figure walked up to Rocky and sat down, while Lemur and Fauna started to whisper.
Hey, remember at the beginning of the story when I told you all I would explain how we got into this clusterfuck of a nightmare? Well, there you go. Now you're all caught up to speed.
What the hell is going on, and how are we gonna stop it? Figures we finally get everything back to normal, and then this happens.
From what I gathered, the NORAD tower was broken. Someone totally trashed it. Maybe to mess with Santa? I don't know, but I can only tell you that Tommy and I fixed it.
Holy cow, this might be the wine talking, but what if they were other holidays trying to take over Christmas because they were jealous of how popular it was?
Fauna, that's crazy. Everybody loves Christmas. Got any more of that wine left?
Leem, I don't want to be in here. It smells funny. And I gotta prove to Santa that I am a good raccoon. Even if I did steal his list and add myself to the good side.
What? Wait, you stole his list? That means we may be able to get a letter to him.
But how, Fauna? It's not like we can rip off a piece and make a paper airplane and fly it to him.
But we can. It's Santa's list. It probably has some magical properties to it.
I believe you, Fauna. Do it. Hurry up. Before those things get back.
Rocky and I will stand guard. Hurry up.
Fauna turned Santa's list into a paper airplane and hurried up and wrote a message in blood for help and flew it out the window.
I can't believe they killed Pixie and Sadie.
I can't either. I mean, Sadie dies in like every universe we've been in. But Pixie, come on, she's funny. Wait, what do you think they're gonna do with us?
Probably the same thing. Maybe use us as some sort of bait? Maybe make us their pets? Oh God. Oh, Bugs Bunny, no!
I knew you would contact Santa for help.
Now we just wait for him to come and rescue his precious reindeer and her friends.
Why are you doing this?
Because we're tired of being second and third-rate holidays.
People are supposed to celebrate all holidays equally, but nobody ever does.
Everybody loves Christmas. Well, guess what? Some of us loathe it.
Loathe it? Despise it?
See, I called it. They hate Christmas.
Jingle bells could be heard from within the distance.
The Fat Man is here! Get into your places now!
They all began to scatter around into hiding. Goblins, vampires, Uncle Sam's, bunnies, hippies, a baby in a diaper with a bow and arrow, and a gang of leprechauns. Everything would go silent before the door busted open, and about 1,000 elves came rushing through the door. A man with a halo appeared in front of the cell of Lemur, Rocky, and Fauna.
Bugs Bunny loves the little animals, all the little animals of the world. Yeah. Here you are, free. Run towards the North Star, and there you will find your safety.
Oh my Bugs Bunny, he is real!
And he is a god! Run, you fools, there isn't much time.
Lemur and Rocky grabbed Fauna and started to run away outside. They would be chased by some leprechauns and an Uncle Sam. All the rest of our villains would jump Bugs Bunny and start to try to take him down.
Bugs Bunny, no! We gotta go back and help him!
But there's no time! Look, everything is catching on fire!
How is that even possible?
I may have lit things on fire while we were running out.
Rocky!
Good job, Bird Dog! Shatter move on your part!
As Fauna, Rocky, and Lemur were running forward, they would come to a complete stop in the middle of the woods and be surrounded by leprechauns. A Uncle Sam would walk up. Slowly and shortly after, Rocky would run up and take on a few of the leprechauns. But one pulled a glass of beer out of nowhere and smashed it on his head, knocking him out. Lemur managed to take out a few leprechauns himself, but was no match for when Uncle Sam hit him with a 1-2 punch. Lemur would be knocked out as well.
Bird Dogs, that's it. You just fucked with the wrong reindeer.
Fauna stared down the remaining foes, and she would pull a lighter from her pocket and light it. Her eyes went from baby blue to red. She killed 3 of the leprechauns, forcing the other ones to retreat. And Uncle Sam went to take on Fauna, and she burned him with a lighter over and over and screamed,
Cobra! Cobra! Cobra!
Next, she started hand-loading the bird dog. Uncle Sam couldn't land a shot on her. When she cobra'd him with a lighter a few more times, she started breakdancing on the ground now and spinning her legs in all different ways. She would be kicking Uncle Sam in the ribs when Santa appeared with Bugs Bunny in his sled.
Oh no, my favorite reindeer. It broke my heart to have to let you go, but I understand you wanted to find that life for yourself. I hope it's everything you hoped for, my sweet summer child.
Santa, what are you talking about?
He sprinkled something from his sled, and it fell down upon Fauna's head. She started to feel sleepy and would pass out on the ground. We see the whole place where everybody was being held captive blow up, and all of the other holiday icons scattered everywhere, all dead. Fauna awoke from her bed and wondered if what she had just experienced was a dream. She sprung up from her bed and looked over, and Rocky was passed out cold. She wanted to wake him up for presents, but decided to let him sleep. She wandered through the house, checking on everybody. Sadie was asleep in her bed. Pixie was downstairs on the couch, passed out in the arms of Tommy Turtle. and as she walked into the kitchen, she would be greeted by Lemur, who was getting ready to make breakfast for everybody.
Merry Christmas, Fawn!
Hey, hey! Merry Christmas, Lamar!
Lemur poured her a drink.
So, Santa left you and me gifts since nobody is awake. You wanna open them?
Yes, where are they?
Lemur went over to the Christmas tree and grabbed a little box with Fauna's name on it and a giant box with his name on it. They unwrapped their presents together.
It's a limited edition Decider-based gold bender edition. How did he know?
Rocky and Sadie emerged from upstairs.
I hear presents opening. Gimme, 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 gimme. Hey, Bird Dogs, look, Santa left me a gift. He's so awesome.
Rocky ripped open the present to reveal coal.
Oh, never mind. Santa sucks.
He went over to his stocking and flipped it upside down, and a piece of paper fell out, and he read it aloud, and it said,
"Don't ever steal my list again. You're lucky you're only getting coal."
He went over and grabbed his present for Fauna and gave it to her.
This better not be finger blasters.
No, 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 no. That's for later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She ripped open the gift and revealed a papier-mâché rose attached to a stem of a Terra teapot.
Rocky, it's beautiful! And it's paper for our one-year anniversary. It's perfect, just like you are, babe. Mwah!
Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh my gosh, look at that vase, Liam. Here, open my gift. It's a two-in-one combo.
It is? Whoa! It's an amp! And a strap that never unhooks from my bass. But babe, how did you even know?
You're my boyfriend. These things I have to know if someday we're gonna get married.
Well, how about if that someday was actually today?
Lemur got down on one knee and said,
Sadie Squirrel, will you marry me? I've seen what my life could be without you, and I don't ever want to experience that anymore.
Oh, Lemur, I...
Holy shit, guys, I think Santa left me a car!
No way!
She snatched the keys from Fauna's hand and ran outside, and a loud boom could be heard.
My new car!
Every damn episode!
Huh? What? What's going on?
Everybody went running out to the front lawn. As they got there, everything seemed fine, but there was no Sadie to be found.
Sadie! Babe! Where'd you disappear to?
Liam, look by your feet.
Huh? What? No, 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 no!
Where did you go? Are you in the new car?
Fauna went running over to look inside, but saw nothing. Everything seemed fine.
What's with the pile of ash doing in between Sadie's slippers and down by Lemur's feet? Why is there a small hole there?
Nobody knew the answer. The camera would pan out into the sky, and we see everyone puzzled standing on the front lawn. They would never learn about the mysterious death of Sadie Squirrel, as she was never real. She was always a Mandela effect. The whole time, she only existed to help our gang out as a guide to get where they needed to be. Some think that she had filled her quota of good deeds done and was now allowed into heaven. The same truth was she was never meant to be with Lemur, and him asking her for marriage caused her to disappear. Or maybe one of the holiday creatures planted a bomb in the ground to try to kill Lemur way back when, and Sadie was just the unlucky one who found it. Sometimes the world's mysterious mysteries are better not to be solved. It's better to let them rest rather than breathing life into them. An idea, you see, can be a dangerous thing. I'm Josh Dowd, and this has been Wham Radio Season 3. Thanks for listening, and please stand by as we return you back to your reality.